Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Andy Murphy. Two accounts, one a memoir and one a documentary film, feature promising milestones for traditional tribal food sovereignty. Yurok attorney Amy Bowers-Cordalis is the executive director of the Ridges to Riffles Indigenous Conservation Group. Along with her tribe, she worked to restore endangered salmon to the Klamath River. Those efforts ultimately led to the recent demolition of four dams on that river. She tells the history of that river and her family's involvement with it in her memoir, The Water Remembers. Cordalis says her father is a central influence in her path to working in conservation.
He taught us what it was to be Yurok, and being able to continue to exercise your cultural traditions. You know, and the act of fishing for us is a core of our culture. And so passing that down, teaching us to understand how to interact with the river, where the fish are, why they're there, and also teaching us the values behind fishing. There's rules around fishing, and that informs our relationship to make sure that we don't over-harvest in our own practices. And he taught us that. And in the book, I write about, and kind of sprinkled throughout the whole book, it always comes back to fishing with my dad. And I really wanted to uplift that narrative because I think it's so important to show the world an example of, you know, a good Native father and a good Native man who's out there doing the best he can to protect and provide for his family.
That's attorney and activist Amy Bowers-Cordalis about her work in river conservation and her family's historic fights for Yurok fishing rights. A documentary film also highlights a tribe's connection with traditional food. Bring Them Home tells the story of the Blackfeet tribe's efforts to restore ties to buffalo. Blackfeet writer, director, and cinematographer Ivy McDonald says she had little access to buffalo growing up on the reservation.
Me and Ivan both grew up traditional Blackfeet, so we knew sort of, you know, obviously the culture around the ceremonies and what it means to be Blackfeet and what it means to live with buffalo, but there was never really buffalo on the reservation. It was only just through our learning it through our ceremonies and stuff where that was kind of my connection for buffalo first started.
Ivy McDonald worked alongside her brother Ivan McDonald on the documentary. He says this documentary explores the decades of trial and error that eventually succeeded in the buffalo's return.
And it wasn't really until the later part of the 2000s, the early 2010s, where the INI initiative started, and INI is the Blackfeet word for bison. And so they really realized that to make this kind of a thing that the Blackfeet people want and to make it a need that the Blackfeet need to realize, we need to start at the community level. And so that was a big thing with the INI initiative. And maybe 16 years later, the INI initiative is still the most longstanding revitalization effort on the reservation. And they're the ones who led the charge to have that wild herd established.
Restoration of Native food and agriculture is also on the mind of Carly Griffith Hotvet. She is the executive director of the Indigenous Food and Agriculture Initiative, and she's Cherokee. She says a year of federal funding and staffing upheaval has made the tribes and tribal organizations that rely on those things wary about what's ahead.
So a lot of the things that we're seeing is there's a lot of hesitancy. A lot of tribes and tribal organizations are being a lot more conservative when it comes to what their growth is looking like. Some are also intentionally looking to reduce staff to make sure that they can continue to pay folks that they currently have on board. We're also seeing a pivot from, you know, that rapid type of growth that tribes were able to do when they were able to consistently leverage federal funding in a way that they could anticipate appropriately. And now we're seeing a lot of volatility when it comes to, you know, what funding is available and can be used to do development and growth in these areas. We're seeing a slowdown when it comes to those types of food systems and agricultural investments.
Griffith Hotvet says there's no way yet to calculate how Native producers are affected. But she says all those who previously relied on federal funding are actively working to find alternatives. I'm Andy Murphy, and this is Today's Voices.